The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Tassamach Vov. The Mishnah here on this daf discusses what the Kohen Gadol did when he came to the Soya Mishtaleach. He would be mezvah that the Kohen Gadol would do a smicha, put his hands and lean on the sawyer that was sent to the Azazel, and he would say a vidui. And the Mishnah says the entire vidui he would say. And the Mishnah says that the Kehanim and the Om, when they would hear the Kohen Gadol say the vidui, and they would hear him mention the Shema Mefayrish in the vidui, so everybody would be Kareya, Meshtacheve, Venoifa, Pneem. They would bend their knees and make a shtachavah. They'd bend down. They'd actually do a shtachavah even more than what we do. They would lay flat on the ground, a shtachavah flat on the ground, and they would say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuso Eloheinu Vor. So, in truth, this was not the first time on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefayrish. In truth, the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefayrish by the previous two viduyim. The Kohen Gadol already said on his own power a vidui for himself and his mishpacha. He said for the kehanim, for the whole mishpacha, all the kehanim, and he also mentioned the Shem Hashem when he did the Gayolis, when he said Hashem Chatos. And so L'chaira, the same way that the Yidin made Ishtachavo, Kri Ishtachavo, V'noif L'malpneim, and say Baruch Shem, when they heard the Shem and Mephayrish during this Vidui, L'chaira they did so by the previous times that they heard this Kohen Gadol say the Shem and Mephayrish. And so the question is, why did the Mishnah mention this Kriya and Ishtachavo and saying Baruch Shem that the Om did only by this Vidui and not by the previous Viduim and not by the previous times that the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shem and Mephayrish on Yom Kippur? So the Achrayim Mutzach and deal with this problem. So the Goyin right over here actually takes this whole piece out of the Mishnah. According to the Goyin's Girsa, the Mishnah never says such a thing. So like that, of course, the Kasha won't exist. And it's not only a Goyin. There's a Mordechai here in Yuma Ois Tavshin Chazayin that says, the Kasa Rivo Lo'imotzinu B'talmud Yidon B'shum Mokrim Shekesho Yishayman Et Hashem Ha'inoifim Ha'paneh. That the Rivah says, the Mordechai says in the name of the Rivah, one of the Rishonim, that we don't find, one of the Balei Tosfos, we don't find any place in our Gemara, in the Bavli, that when they heard the Shem HaMefayrish, they would be Noifa HaPneim and say Baruch Shem. It's only a Yerushalmi. Mordechai says that he agrees that it's a Chazal that says that they did this. But he says there's no such Bavli. In other words, he obviously did not have this Giras in the Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah, it's not a Bavli, it's only a Yerushalmi. However, we do have this Girus in the Mishnah. And either way, it's a Chazal, it's a Yerushalmi that says so. And the Rambam brings it down. And we say so in the field, that when the Om would hear the Shema Mefayrish, they'd be Kareya, they'd be Mishtachave, and Oisim Alpineya, and say Baruch Shem. But because of this kasha, that if we do have this girsa, so why does the Mishnah only say it here? So the Tosfos Yom Tov and Teferes Yisrael say that perhaps the Mishnah only says it over here, and it means to include all the other places. This is the last time the Kohen Gadol mentioned the Shema Mefayrish on Yom Kippur, and from here on the Kohen Gadol would not say the Shema Mefayrish. And the Mishnah means that this time and all the times, all the previous times, the Kohen Gadol, when he said the Shema Mepoirosh, this is what the Kohanim and the Om did. The Tiferet Yisrael would like to say, of Pshat, that perhaps the Mishnah only says it here, because perhaps this was the only time that the Kehanim and the would be Kareya Mishtachave and say Baruch Sheh. He doesn't explain why it should be so. Why should it be that only this time that the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefoirosh, they were Kiriya Mishtachave? And then he says it can't be Lechayr. It can't be that this was the only time they said the Shema, they were Kiriya Mishtachave and said Baruch Shem, because the Rambam says that by all the times the Kohen Gadol, when he mentioned the Shema Mefoirosh, the Olam would do the Kehanim and the Om would be Mishtachave, and they would say Baruch Hashem. And also the Piyut that we say in Shul, the Chazaras Hashatz mentions that we know in Shul we bow more than once. We bow three times in Shul. Even though really in the Beit HaMikdash there came Mishtachave even more than three times, the Paisan was only Mesader this whole piece of the Kehanim and the Om three times. And that's why in Shul we're Kiriya Mishtachave three times, besides for a fourth time that we're Mishtachave in Shul during Aleinu. So Yitzchak Chazoshim goes in a similar way, and he says, also perhaps this was the only time that they were Kiriya Mishtachave. He wants to say that it could be the Yisraelim maybe never heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shema Mefoyesh by the previous times. It could be the previous times the Kohen Gadol was further away from where the Yisraelim were able to stand, and therefore the Yisraelim would not hear the Kohen Gadol say the Shema Mefoyesh. Only by this one, this smicha and vide of the Kohen Gadol, which which was able to be closer to where the Yisraelim, the smicha and the power of the Kohen Gadol had to be between the ulam and the mizbeach, had to be between the heichal and the mizbeach, and that far away from where Yisraelim are able to stand. So there they wouldn't hear him. Hashenken, this smicha, this vidui, Yisraelim were able to hear him, was closer, was able to be done close to where the Yisraelim are able to stand, as is Israel, and therefore, maybe this is why the Mishnah only mentions it here. The Mishnah says that the Shema Mefoyesh was Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol. It came out of the Kohen Gadol. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains, and there's a Sefer Divrei Eliyahu that says the same thing in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol means that the Shema Mefoyesh came out on its own from the Kohen Gadol. In other words, the Chayyur, what that means is that there was that Nes. Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol's voice was heard until Yerichai. It was a Nes. What does it mean it was heard until Yerichai? It was obviously a Nes. So Hashem made a nace that the Shema Mefoyesh came out of the Kohen Gadol's mouth and was heard extremely loud and was able to be heard all the way until Yerichai. So why did it have to be? So that was a nace. So the Shir of David wants to say that perhaps What's the reason why the Yisraelim and the Kehanim were mishtachave? Were the Yisraelim and Kehanim mishtachave because they heard the Shema Mefayrush? And because simply one who hears the Shema Mefayrush has to make ishtachavo? Or perhaps the reason why they were kevei mishtachave was because they saw a neis. And for seeing a neis is like a gilui shechino. And for a gilui shechino, there's a shtachavo. In other words, what the Yisraelim and the Kehanim did was really two things. They said, one is that they said Baruch Shem. There's one halacha that if somebody hears the Shema Mefayrush, they have to say Baruch Shem, Kfayd Machusay Lelam Voet. But there's another thing. Besides for saying Baruch Shem, they didn't say so while standing. They made ishtachavo and then they said it. So why did they have to make ishtachavo? Perhaps that ishtachavo wasn't only because they heard Hashem HaMefayrush. Perhaps that was only because since they heard it come out of the Kohen Gadol, b'derech neis, and if someone sees a neis, that's a gilui shechina. And the mocking with this gilui shechina, then we find in Yisoid Gadol, we find many, many times that wherever there's gilui shechina, there's a din of to make a shachavo. For example, we say Leil HaSeder, we say that Pesach shanu eichlim al shumo, al shum shepasach hakadosh baruch hu avotei mimitzrayim espatenu hitzil shenigid alei melech meacham lach hakadosh baruch hu ugeolom vayiktu ha'om vayishtachavu. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megale himself to the Yidden, because of the Gidui Shechinos, vayiktu vayishtachavu, chayisamir yishtachavu. You find this many, many times, that wherever there was a Gidui Shechino, there's yishtachavu. There's a din to make yishtachavu, to bow down to Hashem, when there's a Gidui Shechino. So perhaps, the whole yishtachavu over here, was only because of the Gidui Shechino. Based on that, it's possible to explain if we'll go like this Mahalach of the Tiferet Yisrael that he wants to say in his Havamin, that perhaps the Kehanim and the Om were only Mishtachaveh by this last Vidui, as the Mishnah only brings it down over here. Perhaps the reason is because perhaps the Neis of the Kohen Gadol's voice being heard until Yerichoy was only by this last time. It says that the Kohen Gadol's voice was heard until Yerichoy, but it's not clear if it was heard every single time. Perhaps that Neis was only by this Vidui. And if so, and if you'll say that the Ishtachavo is only because of the Gidui Shechina, so perhaps the Neis of it being heard so far was only by this Vidui. And therefore, the Ishtachavo, which perhaps was only because of the Gilui Shechina, was only by this Vidui. And therefore, they only made the Ishtachavo by this Vidui. But that certainly, the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefayrush every single time that he said the Shema Hashem by the previous Viduim, and when he said Hashem Chatos, that's clear that he said Shema Mefayrush. And it's clear that when he said the Shema Mefayrush, if they heard it, they had to say Baruch Shem. But if you say that the Ishtachavo was only because of the Gidui Shechino, it's possible that neis of his voice being heard so far to Yericho was only by this Vidui. And therefore the Ishtachavo was only by this Vidui. It could be that neis, that his voice was heard until Yerichoy, was bazunde by this Vidui that was for the Chatom of Gans Klal Yisrael. So it could be this Vidui was the most crucial Vidui, and that neis for the Slicha and Kapara of Klal Yisrael and the Ruboy of the and the majority of that Averis for the Rachamim of Kol Beis Yisrael, maybe this neis only happened for that. And maybe that could be the explanation why the Mishnah only says it here, because perhaps that Gilui Shechina was only here and the Ishtachavo was only here. the Ishel Avram, the Buchacher, is printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simit Tov Reish Chof Aleph. He brings down a very interesting minute. He brings down that in some places, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, only the Chazin does Ishtachavo during Chazorat Hashatz, and not the rest of the Tzibur. In other words, we all know that on Yom Kippur we have a piyut that discusses all the entire avoido of the Yom Kippur avoido, and during that piyut we mention the viduim that the Kohen Gadol made, and we mention that when he said the Shema Mefayrosh, the Kehanim and the who were in the Azor, when they would hear it, they would be Kareem Mishtachete, and they would say Baruch Shem. And the minig of Klal Yisrael is that as we say that piyut, and as we say this piece, and as we say that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Kehanim and the would be Mishtachete, so we go and we are Mishtachete. The Shliach Tzibur is Mishtachete, and the entire Tzibur is Mishtachete. So the Buchacher says that there are some places that have this minig that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then only the Shabbat is Mishtachave, but not the rest of the Tzibur. The Buchacher, the Mutazach, he has it difficult and he tries giving a couple explanations. Why is it so? Why should Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos be different? And if it is so, so why should the Shliach Tzibur be different than the Tzibur? In any case, the Divrei Yatziv, the Kloizenberger Rebbe, brings down this Buchacher, brings down this minhag. And this is in Shailos HaTshuvos, Divrei Yatziv, Eirachayim Chelik Aleph, Siman Ayin Dalit. And he wants to give his own explanation. He says, we know the mission in Ovis says, it's brought down Mesach the Yuma, Tachof Alice, that there were 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash was that Oimdim Tzifufim Umishtachavim Revochim, that they would stand tightly together, and when they bowed down, they had a lot of space. So what Ishtachavah are we talking about? So we know that on Yom Kippur they were Mishtachave. We also know that on the Regolim they were Mishtachave. We say during the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of all the Regolim, V'nale v'neiroa v'nishtachave, that we should be zeichet to be oile l'regel again, to do aliyah l'regel, and when we'll do aliyah l'regel, we'll do Ishtachavo. But it's unclear what the Mishnah is talking about. Which Ishtachavo is the Mishnah in Ovis talking about, that there was a nes in the Beis HaMikdash that they would be all clustered together, but when they came to Ishtachavo, they had a lot of space. Rashi and the Rav on the Mishnayis there explain what does it mean, Mishtachavim Revochim? What was the big nes? What was it necessary to have this nes that when they did Ishtachavo, they had lots of space? So Rashi says they had a nes that when they did Ishtachavo, there was a lot of space, there was four amis for every person, and the reason for this, the tzorich, the purpose, was because in order that one person should not hear the vidui of his friend, in order that his friend should not have embarrassment. So, first of all, it would sound like that the Mishnah in Ovis is talking about the Ishtachavo that was done on Yom Kippur. When is it? When's the time when everybody does vidui? The Chayra, that's on Yom Kippur. It would make sense that the Mishnah in Ovis is talking about when everyone, when all the Yidden together were doing Ishtachavo at the same time, when they heard the Shema Mefayrish come out of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And if so, what we see over here is a new Yisoid. That the Kipshuto, the Mishnah says, our Mishnah tells us that when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shema Mefayrish, everybody would bow, and what would they say? They would say Baruch Shem Kipay Machus Nedam Vod. More than that, we don't know that they said anything. And Mishnah does not tell us that they said anything else while they were Mishtachave, other than Baruch Shem Kipay Machus Nedam Vod. But like a Tabola Zol Machus Shemaim, it's an answer, just like you say Amen to a Bracha, so too where we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy when we say we hear Hashem's name. So in the Beis Hamikdash, if someone hears Shema Mefayrash, they have to say Baruch Shem Kipay Machus Levod. It's a longer version of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy or Amen. But here we see that they said something more than that. They were bowing down at the time when the Kohen Gadol said Bidui. The Kohen Gadol was saying Shema Mefayrash. It wasn't part of anything that he was saying Shema Mefayrash. It was during the Vidui. And according to one Mahalich that we said before, possibly this Ishtachavah that they did was only one time. It was only during that one Vidui that the Kohen Gadol did for the Chatoim of all the Yidin, of the majority of the Chatoim, all the other Chatoim except for Tumas Mikdash Hakdoshos. So it seems that at that time, not only would they be mekabel o malchus shemayim, not only would they say this aniyo with of baruch shem kifayim malchus leilam voed, but besides for that, they would also say vidui. They would also come to a madrega of kabbalat o malchus shemayim, accepting Hashem, and because of that, they'd come to a realization that they have to do vidui, they have to do tshuva and the chatoim that they did, and during that ishtachavah, they would also mention their chatoim and do tshuva and vidui for those chatoim. And therefore, it was necessary that when they'll do this ishtachavah, that they would each have their own foramis. Not because people need more space when they're mishtachavah, when they fall down. That's what one might think. They'll learn the Mishnah superficially. No, they needed space in order that they shouldn't have embarrassment from somebody else hearing their vidui. So the Kloizenberger Rebbe wants to say that it could be, it extends a little further, it could be besides for saying vidui during this ishtachavah, people would say different things. They would say first of all, Baruch Shem, Kivoy Machus Leilam Vod, and the Mishnah says that they were obligated to say. Besides that, voluntarily, they would go and say vidui. And also besides for that, perhaps people would say tchinois, they would say different tfilois and bakoshes. And not only in the Beis HaMikdash would they do this, but whatever we do today in Shul is a zeich of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So since on Shabbos, we're not supposed to say tchinois and bakoshes, just like when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu until Ne'ilah. And there's some other tefillahs that we don't say until Ne'ilah. So too, perhaps the reason for this minig of not bowing down during the Chazoras Hashatz of Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, is because of the chashash that if people will bow down, they may come to say tchinois and bakoshes, which people are not supposed to do on Shabbos. So it says the Kloizenberger Rebbe, perhaps that's the explanation of this minhag. Aye, so if that's the explanation, so why does the Shas bow down? Because since the Shas is anyways in middle Shemayna Esrei, and he anyways can't be mastic, he anyways can't just say tchinois in middle of his Chazoras Hashatz, so Memele, the Shas can bow down no problem. But the rest of the tzibur, they can't bow down because of the chashash that if they'll bow down, they'll say tchinis. So it says the Kloizenberger Rebbe, it's very mistamit that the minig was that while, at least the minig of these places, at some places, and the minig must have been that when people were kriyei mishtachaveh, besides the saying Baruch Shem, they would say avidui, they would say all the tefillahs and bakoshes, And l'chayr, whether the minig was like that, whether the minig wasn't like that, l'chayr, there's nothing wrong. L'chayr, there's no aveirah, it's the same feelings and makashis that fit in to the chazoras hashas. L'chayr, it's not a hefsik, it's not a middle of tkiya shayfer, it's not ma'akiv, it's not stopping anything. And l'chayr, it's a meyredike machshav of here. Meyredike understanding, a meyredike minig that once existed. And l'chayr, there's nothing wrong if somebody feels l'chayr. They want to follow on such a mahalach. That they have his iris from doing ishtachavo. That this ishtachavo is in the time when it's we're replicating what the Kohen Gadol said of Yidui for all the Averis. It says man of the kapar of all the Averis. And it's the time when the were modeling what the did when they heard that Yidui. And a person feels that this is the time when he's getting the kapara for all of his affairs, and therefore he should go ahead and do a tshuva from the depths of his heart. If a person has such a iris, there's nothing wrong with saying vidui quietly when he is mishtachave. He'll make a kabbalah zomach hashamayim, his own kabbalah zomach hashamayim when he's kaveh and mishtachave and yom kippur. At this spitz time of the davening of Yom Kippur, and in any case, that's the, according to the Klozim B'Gerebbe, that's the explanation of this minig. Maybe b'zoyche to be mekayim this bepoyol in the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe b'zoyche to actually hear the Kohen Gadol and hear the vidui and get the full kapara of all our averus. Remeiv Yomenu because.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.